And now the Mishnah says, what are these three places? It says, Beis Avtinus, or Beis Hanitzus. And it says, they both had an attic, a binyan, on top of it. See, Burley, we have a question like this. What's like the Pshat that had an upper chamber? Aliyas Mamish heavy, were there really an upper chamber on top of them? Or Duma Meba just means they had the Gevir, they were much taller, they were like elevated, these rooms. Megava, very tall, Ki Aliyas, like it was on an upper chamber. Maybe not, maybe it was just raised. So was it really an upper chamber or not? So Masa Toshma coming here. That none, we learned like this. Shebet Sofon, on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash, Shebet Sofon, Shar HaNitzutz. Was this Shar HaNitzutz? And it says, Kali, Shar HaNitzutz, Kemin Achsadra. It was like a type of a porch over there. It was like an Achsadra. And it was open in one wall. Hoya, V'yaliya, V'nuya Gaba. There was an upper chamber on top of it. Shekahanim Shemim Mamalam. That the Kahanim used to be standing on top, watching from top. Valaviyim Milamata, and Levim watching on the bottom. Or Pesach Choyle, and had an entrance over the doorway, Luchel, to go out to the Choyle. So Kittis Mashma clearly here, that there was really an upper chamber. It wasn't just unelevated, but the Meister, there was an upper chamber there. Yeah. That went out here to Luchel, the way it went outside. And up the Kusha went Luchel. Now it says, how do we know this from? The Tanur Rabbon. How do we know this? Rosh Chanam Levim Shem of Mokim Echod, Vagam Shekhanam Lamal Levim Amat. How do we know this? Like we say now, in this base of Tinus, the base of Mitzvahs, the Kahanim were on top and Levim were on the bottom. So how do we know, Tarek, they're both watching in the same place? Minoani Mili. So when it says, the Torah Rabban went like this, the Pasuk says in the Midbar, V'yilavu olecha v'yishasucha. Hashem was telling like Aaron, that Levim will come and help you along. V'yavayda secha kosim adabim. He said, Levim will come and help you along in your avayda and your shemira. Mashmud, Levim will come and watch the same place where you're watching also. Atoim, you're telling me b'avayda secha means that Levim will come and help the Kohanim in their work. Kosim adabim, that's the Pasuk is talking about. Or Yehine, maybe not that way. Ela b'avaydosim. Means Levim will come and help in their avoid what they're supposed to be doing. Mar says no. Kishuim, when the pasuk says v'nilvu lecha v'shomru lechol kelev lechol avidosoi harei b'avidosim amar. That's the second pasuk. It's talking about they'll help us with their avoidah. What the Kant Levim used to watch the kelim. If so, homani mikam. What do I do with this first pasuk? V'yilovu lecha, they'll come and help you v'shasluchu, they'll work with you. Is b'avidosecha kosim medaber. That they'll come and help you along with your avodah, with your shemira. Haketzah has it come out. Kahanim shomim mamalo. The Kahanim like were watching on top. Or Levim mamat and Levim are watching on the bottom. So that's what this was about. Based on Tinus and based on Nitzus, there was an aliyah, an attic built on top. That the Kahanim, they were the Ikka, they were on top. And the Levim, they were tofu, they were on bottom. Then it says in the Mishnah, Beis HaMoikad. That's where they had the heat always there. It was always a fire of heat. Is keeper. It wasn't an attic on top, but rather was a tall building with an arch on top. Obayas Godelhoi, it was a very big room. V'chad shemer who the heavy Beis HaMoikad. So there's a question like, it's Mashman HaMishnah, there was only one shemer there in the Beis HaMoikad. But Gemara, is that really true? Or in Minu, I have a question. It says, Shnei Sh'orim Hoyev Beis HaMoikad. There were two gates, there were two doors-like entrances to this Beis HaMoikad. Echot Pesuch Lechayil. Once open up to the Chayil, that's the first few Amis inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Yechot Pesuch LeYazora, and one opened up, like one was downwards to the Chayil, and one was on the left side to the Yazora. So if the Kasher is, if there are two separate doors there, the Chur should have to have two different Shremim there, each one watching by a different door. Smar says, no, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Bozeh Shenichnosim LeYazora. He used to go into the Azorah through that door. No, he said this. Possession of Azorah, the door that used to go into the Azorah, Pishpish Kotten Hoyoloy. There was also a small side entrance to it. Sheboy Nichnostim Lovlush Azorah. That used to come in the inspector. Lovlush, that's the inspector, the one that used to go around inspecting to make sure all those Shemrim are awake, not sleeping. They used to come in there. So, a couple, and the question is though, since there were two gates there, there should have been two shemim in the Beis HaMikdash. How come the Mishnah's Mashma was only one shemim there? So we went to Zom Rabbaya, Kivan the Gabi Hador the Heavy Kaimi. Since both doors, both entrances were near one another, Sagilu Bechad Shemim, it's enough to have just one watchman there. Du Lohochi, for Du Lohochi, he could look here and look there. He could look both ways. The kids, he could take care, he could watch over on both sides. Therefore, it wouldn't be, he could glance both ways. He'll glance on this side and glance on that side, so one shrine was enough. Then it says it was Muk of Ravdim, there was pavement with Shalevin. It had what stones there? It was surrounded with stones that were projecting. Muk of Ravdim Shalevin. So Mer says, Ravdim, mind you, what were these things? What was exactly projecting over here? Is Gistato Yisbusa. The solid bull, Yisbusa. It was like projecting like the stones that were sticking out, and they used those small stones like. So they used them, the kids were like little stones. It would have them in the woods, it was chopped down stones that you could use either to climb up on them, to get to the big stones on top, but there were stones sticking out of the wall that you could climb up and use them. So Marissa questions, if you have a miflagi avonim, was it possible, were you allowed to cut these avonim to make them smaller in shape? I have accepted the prophet says, when they're building the base of Mikdash, like it had to be done with the complete stones. Stones already made, you're not allowed to cut the stones. And Amrabai says in the case here was the Mesakni Yomaisi Mikoro, Avne Zustro. Not that they chopped the stones, but they prepared before smaller stones. They found smaller stones and larger stones. And they put them together, and when they were building this wall, they had bigger stones sticking out on top and smaller stones sticking out on the bottom. And they used to like walk up, use the smaller stones for a step to walk up to the big ones. And on the big stones, that's where the Kohanim would sleep. The Avnei Rav Ravusa, the Mikor Avnei Zutza had small stones. The Avnei Rav Ravusa and big stones. Because so the Pasuk says, Avnei Eser Amos, there were some Avonim that were some stones that were 10 Amos wide, long. The Avnei Shemayin Amos, and there was some stone eight. Now that's where they started out, but they had big and small ones. The kids in this base of my God, on the wall there were stones sticking out, projecting out. And on these stones, the Mishnah says that Zikne Beisavi Sharm Sham, the old Kohanim used to sleep over there. For the Moravamai, what do they have to sleep on the stones for? Layo Mita, let them bring their bed in there. They had a right to go to sleep, let them bring a bed inside the base of Migdish. Or Rabbi says no. It's not nice, it's not the proper respect to bring a bed into the Beis HaMikdash. So they couldn't have beds in the Beis HaMikdash. So after the Kohanim, they have to go to sleep at night. They were there, they used to sleep in this Beis HaMikdash. There was a hot room, there was a room that had a lot of heat there, and there were stones sticking out from the wall, big stones. They used to sleep on these big stones. Then it says in the Mishnah that Pirchei Kuhuna Ish Kisos Tiboretz, the young Kohanim, they used to sleep on the floor with their own pillow. He used to each put his own pillow down on the floor. For the Gemara, my hosom called a roivrim. How come before, they're called youths, very young?